South Texas and statewide Republican runoffs set November matchups. Texas border business. Texas border business. Texas voters decided several high-profile Republican runoff elections Tuesday, including races for U.S. Senate, Attorney General, and state and local offices in South Texas. In the Republican runoff for U.S. Senate, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton defeated incumbent U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Paxton received 827,373 votes, or 64.03%, while Cornyn received 464,701 votes, or 35.97%. The race determined the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Cornyn. Paxton advanced after declining to seek re-election as Attorney General. The Republican runoff for Texas Attorney General ended with State Senator Mays Middleton defeating U.S. Representative Chip Roy. Middleton received 701,789 votes, or 55.39%, compared with Roy's 565,093 votes, or 44.61%. The Attorney General race followed Paxton's decision to run for U.S. Senate rather than seek another term as the state's top lawyer. Middleton now advances as the Republican nominee for Attorney General in the November election. In Texas House District 41, Democratic voters selected Julio Salinas as their nominee in a runoff election. Salinas received 3,349 votes, or 55.55%, while Victor Haddad received 2,680 votes, or 44.45%. On the Republican side of the same district, Gary Groves defeated Sergio Sanchez. Groves received 2,387 votes, or 62.68%, compared with Sanchez's 1,421 votes, or 37.32%. The House District 41 race became open after longtime Democratic State Representative Bobby Guerra did not seek re-election. In Cameron County, Democratic voters selected Esteban Guerra over incumbent County Judge Eddie Trevino Jr. Guerra received 10,010 votes, or 55.2%, while Trevino received 8,124 votes, or 44.8%. Trevino had served as Cameron County Judge for more than 9 years, entering the runoff. Guerra, chairman of the Brownsville Navigation District Board, advances as the Democratic nominee for County Judge. The runoff results finalized party nominees in several races that will appear on the November ballot in Texas. Unofficial results for May 26, 2026 primary runoff elections.